Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EG, CGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, we have a lot to discuss. We're not discussing the reflection.
Oh, man. Why you gotta ruin my question?
What was your question?
Well, it wasn't really a question. I was just going to give you crap, but...
I didn't look into reflections.
And so then when you realize...
I can't take it down.
That's what I was going to ask.
At that point, it's like...
Did you think about it?
Yes. But then it's like, then it's something.
Did you have a... Did you have a lot of responses?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
Yes. Okay. That's all I have to say.
Fine.
What would you like to know about the reflection photo, Catherine?
What would I like to know?
Yeah, what would you like to know?
I was going to ask.
Ask what?
Did you notice it before you put it up?
No.
And then I'm just asking. Asking for a friend. No, I was just curious.
But then you
curious.
Can't take it down because then it becomes something.
Right.
What was the next question?
I really just wanted to know if you noticed it.
I did not notice it.
I mean, okay.
Go ahead.
Nope.
Go ahead.
Well, nope.
The tag?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tagged him. I know. Right. So, but.
Do we have to keep skirting around this? Okay.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Got it.
Because it's a weird, because I don't know what to do.
I can tell. That's fair though.
It's a very weird situation that I'm in right now.
I understand that. That's fair.
It's a weird time. How do I say this? I've still so much work to do that I'm trying to find the balance between happiness and doing my work.
Well, I think that you can do your work and enjoy happiness at the same time.
It's just very strange.
To you? Like it feels strange?
Yes, because I don't trust it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because I feel
you
like...
Because you still have work, you can't be happy?
I feel like there's no way that someone can be honest
Well, that's going to take some work on your
Like that it can be good. Like I was, I ran into a friend, Lindsay L, actually. I ran into her at the airport and we were talking about it and I was like, I think I'm so afraid of like I'm used to just war. Yeah. And not being on like steady ground. And like, I'm used to like my, you know, my therapist says like, you're used to standing in sand. Mm-hmm. So like you can never really get your footing. And so it's like when something's like can be and looks like it could be steady, it's like, oh, that freaks me out.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, would like, that can't be real.
It's like you're waiting for
There's
the
no
other,
way. Yeah. Yeah. And for what, 7-6 years, I was always waiting for the other shoe to drop. Mm-hmm. So clearly there's another shoe to drop and I don't want to be fooled again.
Yeah.
No. So I think that's where like, I get scared to like, want to talk about, you know, dating and my dating life, because I'm like, I've been so fooled that I'm terrified to be fooled again.
So you're terrified to be fooled,
which is why I have not shared,
which is understood,
anybody.
But you're also probably scared of putting someone in the public and then something happening.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's kind of twofold. It's kind of,
yeah. Because I'm like,
I understand that.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm just, again, which is why I haven't been in anything that was exclusive and also, or have shared. Obviously the whole Jay stuff, like that became public because we went out and that's a very, you know, he was a very public person. So like, obviously that came out, but I never spoke on it because I didn't want to speak on it because I didn't know what it was.
Right. It's so like people like, can't understand just dating.
Yeah. It's like, and, just because I went on a date with someone doesn't mean we're exclusive and you know, he's my boyfriend. He was never my boyfriend.
Well, and you have to figure things out. Like people have to give you time to figure things out. But I think on the other hand, I think there are people out there that can understand that y'all don't know what it is. Whoever you're dating or whoever at the time, you're not going to know right away what it is. Mm-hmm. And you get to date and you get to have relationships. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have it all figured out right now. Mm-hmm. It's just the critics, you know, the people out there that.
And I get it too. I mean that, you know, me tagging him, well, that, you know, it's like I'm starting to like warm up to the idea, but it's still just this, like, I'm just so scared to be burned again.
Yeah.
And I don't, and hearing comments from people being like, oh, you moved on too fast. And oh, you know, of course it didn't work out because you moved on too fast. Or of course, or it's like, and I'm just, and I take that stuff, unfortunately, to like heart. And so I see all that. I read all it and I'm just like, I'm just scared. And then I'm like, oh, this can't be real. He's too nice. And he treats me like a queen. Like there's no way that could never work. That's not real.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I feel like that's going to take some time.
Yeah, and I don't want to be embarrassed again. Like, I was mortified with the stuff that came out with my ex and I. Like, I tried to change the narrative because I believed that we could have made it work. But I also, when it happened again, now I look like a freaking idiot. Now I look like a girl that, you know, should have left a long time ago. But I did believe in someone that could change and... You know, I put forth the work, but at the same time, I felt stupid. And I don't want that to happen again. Like, I'm so afraid of being like, and Lindsay was like, Jana, she's like, there are good people out there. I'm like, are there?
Yes, there are good people out there.
Because I mean, even like when you know, I just dated, again, I've never been exclusive with anyone prior. And so... you know, when I was going on random dates and, you know, and it wasn't a lot. I think I hung out with two or three guys, like a date or so. You realize you're like, oh, this is not for me. And thank God I didn't talk about this person because that would have ended.
Sure.
And then I would have looked like from one person to the next.
But again, that's dating.
Yeah.
So why would it be bad that you dated X over here? And then y'all didn't work out. That's dating.
But like in the public eye, people think it's a relationship. Like people thought that me and Jay were boyfriend, girlfriend. Yeah. Jay and I were never boyfriend, girlfriend.
No. Well, and that's the double-edged sword or whatever the saying is for not talking about it. It's like, you don't want to talk about it because you don't know what it is.
Right.
But you also haven't explained because it's not to a point. I mean, it's just this, like, do you talk about it? I don't know. It's a hard, you know, you just kind of have to.
And I have respect for, you know, everyone that I have dated, and, you know, it some people just don't work together, like, and that's fine. But yeah, again, it's like, if you don't talk about it, then it's like, then people just assume, but then it's like, at the same point, it's like, why can't I just live privately? But I can't really live privately because my life is so public.
Here's what I think. I think that you can talk about it and you can enjoy it because you're happy. And I know you like to talk about things when you're happy. We all do. Who doesn't want to share when they're happy? Mm-hmm. But if for some reason a certain relationship doesn't work out, you get to control that. You get to control the narrative. You don't have to share everything so you don't feel stupid or whatever it is. It can just be that people don't work out.
I had a girl reach out to me who was like, you can't bash your ex-husband and be in a new relationship. And I was like, first of all, I've never bashed my ex-husband.
No.
I would love to.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not in the fucking bashing industry. Like, I don't want to bash, but I also, yeah, I'm still posting narcissistic things because I dealt with that. And that's okay that I can still be dealing or have dealt with someone that was narcissistic or, you know, emotionally abusive or whatever.
Yeah.
In my past, whether it's my ex or my ex.
I don't even understand what she's saying.
She's basically saying, like, you can't be happy and with a new relationship and talk about.
Couldn't disagree more.
Because, but that's where I struggle too. Because I'm like, what, and it, you know, with my, when I was talking to our therapist, I was like, I'm divorced. Like, why can't I just be like, you know, why can't I just allow myself to be happy and, you know, let the negative energy of my ex go?
Well, I think you can allow yourself to be happy, but you still have scars. Mm-hmm. You still have scars that are going to be there. Lots of people have those scars. I have scars from a relationship I wasn't even in a marriage from that will still come up however long later. But that doesn't mean you can't be happy where you are. I just think that you need to heal from those things. And that just takes time. But forget those who think that you can't be happy at the same time. I think that's ridiculous. And I think people need to shut up personally. But they won't. So here we are.
I'm just scared. I'm scared to be embarrassed. I'm just scared. But
well, that's fair.
And I just don't know. I don't know.
And that's okay. You don't have to know.
So there might be a reflection in a window. Sometimes there might not. I don't know.
Don't know.
I don't know the answer.
Well, I'm proud of you. Just be happy. Allow yourself to be happy.
I mean, I'm trying, but it's just, it's very strange. It's very strange when you go from something that was so toxic and so like making you feel like you don't deserve anything to like someone that's like, to my knowledge, could be great, you know, but it's so scary. The next like real relationship afterwards, because I don't like, that's just like a very scary place to live.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
when you're not used to it.
Yeah. Well, and it's almost like your comfortable place is.
My comfortable place is warfare. Place.
Yeah.
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 That makes me comfortable.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I'm trying to like navigate that. And it's just like, it's a very strange feeling. It's like, why can't I just allow myself to like be happy? Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I have moments for sure. Alone. I have moments, you know, with, you know, whatever.
With whatever. With a reflection in a mirror.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. So I don't know. Any other questions? So glad Mark's not on here. Uh-huh. Couldn't have been happier. Bummed. I do have a question though, because I had a little bit of a situation. We'll just keep it on the X thing. And I want to ask your opinion on it.
Okay.
It's a friend that I've been friends with for a long time.
Okay.
We were friends as a couple.
Okay.
When we got divorced, they didn't talk to my ex.
Okay.
It was just me and that person. But we have grown apart because, you know, we're in different friend groups. And, you know, and I saw this person at an event and was like, hey, I'm sorry. I've been so far up my own ass, like in my own that I, you know, I haven't been a great friend to a lot of people. And I apologize for that. And, you know, I want to see you and get lunch and, but also knowing that, like, again, we run in a different circle, but still so much love for the person. So then I got invited to their holiday party To which it was my premiere of the movie, which, by the way, thank you guys so much for watching the movie and supporting it and, you know, all the comments and feedback and stuff. Love you guys so much. The Holiday Fix Up, it was on Lifetime. It'll probably re-air if you guys missed it. But anyways, I appreciate the love. But I couldn't go to the holiday party. But then I found out that my ex went to the holiday party. And so it hurt me because I'm like, as my friend, why wouldn't you give me a heads up? Like, none of y'all would have ever done that. Because, and here's the thing, like, I get that we were friends as a couple, but like, you hadn't stayed in contact and you also badmouthed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so it's like, so now you're inviting someone that you know did something really wrong. And it's fine. People, again, give people grace, give people forgiveness. I have no problem with that. I think people should absolutely still stay friends with my ex if they're friends, like whatever, no, it doesn't matter what people do, but then don't come to me and say bad things as well about my ex and then invite them to a holiday party and not tell me, because I could have easily gone if I wasn't, I would have gone. And then him been there, like my friend, whether we had we haven't talked or hung out in a few months, like, you would have told me. My true friend would have told me. So
wouldn't be a question.
Ever, right?
Ever.
I'm like, am I taking this like out of like...
I think people lack communication.
So then I text this person and I say, hey, my feelings are very hurt that you didn't even think to say like, heads up, we also invited your ex.
Yeah.
Which I'd have been like, thank you so much for telling me. The response that I got back was the response. Which is why I haven't reached back out, is because I'm having a hard time with how this person responded back.
Ooh, that's they said, the worst.
Well, I've been hurt too. Then communicate to me that you were hurt by me by not. Yeah. She said, because, well, I've been hurt too. And I'm like, I just communicated something being like, hey, this really hurt my feelings. And then you're going to go straight to it. Well, I've been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know.
No.
I apologize to you at an event being like, hey, sorry, I've been like, you know, we run different groups, but like, I apologize. Like, you know, I've been dealing with a divorce and stuff. I didn't know that you were that upset to then now invite my ex-husband. Cause that was the first time that you saw him at this one football thing for Jolie. So now you're going to invite my ex as the first time you saw him. You know, I was just like,
that seems, I don't even know who we're talking about, just to be clear. So I'm going to be careful with what I say, but that seems just very vindictive to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't understand why you wouldn't. Obviously, they were upset with
then
you.
Then talk to me. Like, right. why can't people just communicate?
You and then not communicate and say that your ex, like, all of it just seems very, I don't like it.
Well, I don't either. And that's why, but the response back to me is like, well, I was hurt too. So because you were hurt, you then chose to invite my ex-husband.
Yeah, that's why it seems
because
vindictive.
You were hurt. That just seems rude.
Like they're trying to get back at you.
Yeah. Like then if you're hurt by me because I don't include you in some of my things with my friends because we're in different groups, then communicate that to me.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yes. You aren't in my queendom, whatever. I still consider you a friend. I'm not in your one group.
Yeah.
So like we all have other friends.
Yeah.
And hopefully some y'all can like, relate to this where it's just like, if you're having feelings about someone else because you feel left out, don't invite their ex-husband somewhere because you feel left out.
Yeah, no. And communication. I've had similar situations with friends and you have to communicate.
And I wrote this down because it's very similar to a situation that, you know, mm-hmm. we're kind of going with one of our friend groups where it's like, I would never, knowing what you even, it's like nothing. I would never invite that person over. And they'd be like, Kat, come over too. And then not tell you.
Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine.
Ever.
Ever.
Uh-uh. But to me, I'm like, that's because you're my friend. Regardless, like you're my best friend and you're my friend. But that's just something you just don't do.
I mean, even if it was the other person that I'm having the issue with, you would even say to her,
yeah,
hey, by the way, Kat's going to be there.
Yeah.
Like it's just, I can't imagine. I'm sorry that that happened. Because
well, I mean, again, like I get it. And I don't want people to not invite, but I'm just saying like, don't say you're my friend and then not even give me a heads up.
Yeah.
And then respond back with, well, you hurt me. You hurt me because I'm sorry. I've been in a hole because of my divorce and I've leaned on my closest friends.
Yeah,
absolutely. I have apologized to some outside friends being like, hey, you know, I really just needed like my core and that like, and I even, and yeah, I like, this is at the end of the day, like, this is what I needed for my like healing. Mm-hmm. And maybe call me selfish. I don't know. But I mean, I even like pushed you guys away at times too, because I just wanted to be alone.
Well, and I even told some people that weren't like in your closest group. I had several people reaching out to me that are still friends going, what does she need? And me even having to say like, she will push people away. Mm-hmm. And you have to force yourself in if you want to be there. And we had a friend that did. She forced herself. She came over anyway, mm-hmm. whether you wanted to talk or not. Like, but that becomes about them and them being selfish, I think, in my opinion. I think it can hurt. It doesn't mean it doesn't hurt when you push away, but you have to go, this isn't about me. This is about you. Mm-hmm. But communication, man, God, I can't believe they didn't even tell you. I can't with
just
that.
Say like a heads up. And then when, yeah. So, I mean, lesson, heads up someone, give them a communication. And then also like, don't go back when someone says like, hey, this hurt my feelings. Don't go back. Well, this hurt my feelings. Like to me, yeah. That's like, you didn't even, you just disregarded
mm-hmm. yeah.
the other person's feelings. So it's like, cause it, absolutely. And I'm so sorry that she was hurt as well, but like, to then invite, like, because you're, it's just like, I didn't like it. And I texted being like, I'm more than willing to talk this out, but there's something that is pausing me from calling back because it just doesn't feel right. Cause I'm like, a true friend would never, I don't care if I haven't spoken to that friend in 2 years, they would never,
mm-mm.
ever.
No. No, this is
and it's not yeah. about, and here's the thing, it's not about my ex. I don't care. We've been in the same events together. I don't care. He comes over, we're fine. Like, minus when I was being bitchy the other day because I'm the holidays and I'm upset, but I apologized, you grace. Know, like I'm giving myself radical grace, and we're going to talk about that on a bonus episode coming up the 2 days before Christmas. But like, you know, it has nothing to do with him. It's all about how my friend, someone that I loved, handled it. It has nothing to do about him being vetted. I don't care. There's going to be plenty of things that we're, you know, we might be mm-hmm. at the same thing.
Yeah, no, it's about your friend for sure.
It's about how that was handled
mm-hmm.
that hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. Anyways, so I wrote.
Yeah, I mean, I had a big, my whole last therapy session was about friends and loyalty. And, you know, as we get older, it's kind of like, you know, you want to put your energy, you know, she said to me, she was like, you really need like 5 to 7 people. Instead of worrying about making all these other people happy and what they think about you and what, you know, whatever, it's like, hold on to your core 5 to 7 people and cultivate those relationships. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just think that's, you know, it's important. I'm about loyalty, man, and friendships. I'm loyal friends are mm-hmm. important, especially as we get older.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with that. And I think about that. And that's such a good point. Cause it's like, obviously we have different friends in other groups, but mm-hmm. those ones, like they can still be respectful.
Yeah.
And I can still respect them. And guess what? I can't wait to be at the same Christmas party next year with him. If that's how, like, that's fine. We're just not going to be super close. Cause I, you know.
Yeah. But you can also choose to walk away.
I can. Yeah. And I just don't know. Like, I just, it's kind of one of those things where I'm like, it just is rubbing me the wrong way. But to flip a switch a little bit, I have to tell you something that happened when I was in Los Angeles.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. It was so embarrassing. Like, so embarrassing.
Cannot wait.
Because I want to know what you would do. Well, okay. First of all, you wouldn't have done it anyways, what I did. But
okay.
But fair. If you, but and you'll know okay. why in a second. Yeah. So went out to the premiere for the Holiday Fix Up in Los Angeles last weekend. And oh my God, my manager, Steve Caserta, said he was going to come to the, because I was doing a St. Jude Brooks Brothers event. Okay. So he's like, I'm going to come with my girlfriend. To come hear you sing. Awesome. Thank you. It's gonna be so fun. That morning, I, you know, don't get any sleep because the tornadoes woke us up. Kristen Bruss was calling me. I was like, go to your safe place, friend. So I'm in my safe place and, you know, then have a flight out the next morning to go to LA. So I'm just prefacing with I'm a little out of sorts. Okay. So at the event, I'm about to go on stage and I see who I think to be.
Oh no.
My manager.
Oh no.
I'm telling you, and again, I don't see Steve. You know, Steve and Mark are my two acting managers. I see them maybe once a year because, you know, they live in Los Angeles. I live in Nashville. Like, don't see them that much. And he looks literally like Steve, identical to Steve. And I'm like, well, his hair grew out a little bit longer, but like,
I'm so nervous.
So what do? I run up and I give him a hug.
Oh God.
And I'm like, Steve. And I give him a hug and I am just snuggled into him. And I'm thinking, well, he's not being that warm back to me. And I am full on having a conversation. Like, thank you so much for coming. Oh my God. Hey, like to his girlfriend. Cause saying again, Brunette, even though I was like, you know, she got a little taller, but you know, and then I, you know, they call me up on stage. And while I'm singing on stage, I go, holy f***, that is not my manager.
He never said anything?
He said nothing. But I'm like, his response back was like, you know, wasn't really great. I was like, God, Steve's usually more like friendly. Like maybe, I don't know, maybe him and his girlfriend are like in a fight or whatever. So from the moment I got off stage to like, I mean, I kept running into him, but I avoided him like the plague, even more so much so that we had gotten the same elevator when we were leaving. And I am mortified because I just hugged this random dude. I have no idea who he is, who he was, what affiliation he had with. He probably thinks like, why is Jana giving me this giant hug? Because he knew who I was once I went up to sing. Well, once I went up to sing, he did. He probably didn't know when he first saw me. To that man, whoever you are, I am so sorry. But what would you do? Because a part of me now wishes I went back and was like, I'm so sorry. I thought you were my manager.
So wait, you got in an elevator with him?
Yep. And looked the other way.
And said nothing.
Nothing.
I think by like the second or third time I saw him, if it was just the first, I probably would have done the same thing and avoided. But by the second and third time, once I was in the elevator, I would have been like, okay.
I can't. I was so mortified. I didn't even tell anyone that I was with. I didn't tell Jeff or Emily or like no one. I didn't tell anyone because I was so mortified with what I did. And I was just like,
I wonder who he is. Like if he's somebody.
And I told my manager that night at the party, I was like, Steve, first of all, where the fuck were you at the thing? You told me you were going. And now because of that, I hugged some random. And he was like, wait, I'm dying. I was like, no, you don't understand. Like if I had you guys next to each other, you guys are long lost twins. Like again, like he was a little skinnier and like a little longer hair. But I haven't seen you in freaking eight months.
So he wasn't there at all?
No, he didn't come. But he went.
And then he got caught for not coming.
I know. I was like, well, realized it wasn't you because I hugged the wrong person.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that is mortifying. I'm sorry.
It was more, but I was wondering what you would have done. Like if you would have just been like, but I didn't even want to own up to the fact that like, I was just going to go with like, I'm a real friendly person and I hug a lot of people.
I probably would have avoided it at first, but once I kept running, I don't know, the elevator, I don't know if I could have just sat there. I don't know. I avoid, so maybe I would have.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop macys.com/giftfinder. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
Okay, there's a lot to talk about. And we're going to talk about Sex and the City too, because I just, yes. Like, have you been watching? Did you watch?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah, so many things.
Okay. So we are going to maybe take some callers and talk about Sex and the City. Let's, you know, I just have a few things I want to discuss.
Okay.
But speaking of my acting managers, they represent Chris Noth.
Ooh.
I got their rundown, and I got to be really careful because I mean, I don't know anything that's like going on. Mm-hmm. But they were talking about the Peloton thing, ad. And I thought that was genius. Absolutely genius. But I had heard that someone was upset about it because they didn't want him replicating his character. I'm like, it's Chris Noth. It's not Mr. Big. It's genius. It is the most genius. I was like, if anything, if I was the creator, whoever was having whoever, I would have been like, you know, this helps the show.
Well,
and more of the talking point of like, of the whole thing. Like, it was, I was like, that is the most genius thing I've ever heard of.
Well, do you think, stupid question here.
Go ahead.
Do you think they already had that ad planned when they?
They had no idea. Peloton had no idea.
They had no idea of what was going on in the show.
No, so Ryan Reynolds was caught.
Stop it.
So all they knew is that it was going to be used. So they didn't know that. Yeah, because I got all the scoop from the party, and I was like, this is like everything I needed.
That's crazy.
So they had no idea. So then they were like, it happened overnight. Like Ryan Reynolds, I don't know how he's involved with Peloton, but he's involved somehow, was calling my manager and was like, we need Chris for a Peloton ad. And so then he had to clear it with, you know, and people weren't happy, but at the same time,
I think it's genius.
It's genius. I was like, that is the most genius idea I've ever heard.
Well, cause I wondered when watching it, I'm like, did that just like tank Peloton?
11% their stocks went down.
I was about to say it. I mean, that's yeah.
And then there was a lot of people, Easton, I see you popped on. What's up, baby?
No, I'm just such a huge Sex and the City fan, and I'm so excited to get this information because I was so curious too.
Yes, I just assumed they knew.
I thought so because, okay, in that episode, Peloton is featured so prominently. They got real close-up shots of the bike. I'm like, oh, this is like clear product placement. And then I thought the ad was like a make good in case things went poorly.
Planned simultaneously. Yeah. It's like, we know that this is going to probably tank some things, but we're going to come back with this. But to know they didn't
to
know.
To my knowledge, crazy. They had no idea that it was going to be how he died.
That's
and so
insane.
Then also to my knowledge, from my understanding, the other side of it, not Peloton, was not happy with it because something is going to happen that they didn't want to. And I can't say what it is. I might know what it is. And I was like, when I heard it, and I was like, oh, that doesn't mean, that's nothing. Like, I was like, the ad is still genius. There's two separate people.
It's genius.
It's genius. And honestly, it's a, that to me is a make good to say, thank, you know, I'm sorry for like tanking your 11% sales or whatever.
Oh, whoa. That's crazy.
I know. So then I got that gossip and then they asked me if I like it. Well, let me just say this to a lot of people. Like I saw Jonah Hill's comment, like, or I don't know, like, you know, why couldn't Carrie call the ambulance?
Yeah.
And at first, I will be honest, when I saw that he died, I mean, I had a good ball session, but, and I talked to my manager about this as well. He goes, I was like, why did they have to kill him? He's like, trust me, I wanted him to stay alive, you know, because for him, sure, it's like, that's money. It's his client. What would the show be?
Yeah.
You know, it's like there, the show would not be, it, the whole thing is about Carrie and love and fine. And yes. And I was like, well, I just wanted a happy ending, you know, a happy, we had that. Yeah. We had that when it ended. And then we had the movies, it ended, it's fine. So now it's like, now I'm like, now I am again, like everything else in Sex and the City, you are invested in Carrie's love life.
Yep.
And I think, and I'm just going to say this, when they were doing the podcast, there was a really cute guy that I noted in the podcast booth.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's going to be her new love interest.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You saw that too?
I was like,
he's cute.
He's cute, yeah. Carrie. And it was like a random just kind of like
real
showed.
Quick, yep, real mm-hmm, quick. Yep. But I was like, I'm calling that that is the dude.
Yes.
Here's the thing, that at least my point of view, I was excited for Carrie and Big to, I thought they were going to explore like, oh, no, they don't have kids. Everyone else in their friend group has kids that are like growing up and doing these like mm-hmm. milestone things, you know, having dance recitals and you know, getting their first girlfriend, stuff like that. And Carrie and Big don't have that. And I was, as a childless person, I was like excited to see what, you know, as they get older, they don't have children. They don't have this legacy. What's going to happen with that? And then they take my Big away before my very eyes. And it made me so sad. So
yeah, I mean, it was hard to see Big die, but I also like, I get, he died and then basically came, in my mind, how I saw the show was he died and basically when she was there, kind of revived. And they knew he was dying. Like there was no calling. It was like that moment. And I saw mm-hmm. an interview, I think it was with Chris or someone said it was like they compared it to another movie where it was just like I needed that moment between them. I didn't want her on the phone frantically calling 911.
Yeah, that's fair. It was very strange to me.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that whole scene was very strange.
Oh, tell me more.
I liked her reaction at first where she just kind of stood back and she watched and it like really didn't like hit her yet. That was great. And I understand that when you have a heart attack, maybe you just can't move and you can't, but he was like awake and alive, but just standing there. I don't know. It was just all very odd to me. It didn't feel that authentic to me. Like that's how it would happen. So I understand that having the moment, which I think is important too. I'm glad they had the moment, but he was like still alive and no one was doing anything.
But he wasn't though. He was dying.
He was moving.
Barely.
But if you're moving, you're going to think that they're still alive. Okay. I'm just being, yeah.
No, I get it.
But
I totally get your point. But then also like I needed that closure. I needed that, like, Carrie, I needed their last, like, I'm
love that with was you. Really super sweet, though. I did love, like, their little
their moment. It was, yeah, it was their looks together. It was their, it was just like, and then he died.
I hated that voiceover, though. I thought that was so callous the way she was like, and just like that, Big died.
Yeah.
What on earth? Like, this, because I thought he was still alive at that point. He was like blinking and moving around.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's how you find out he's gone.
Like, he's like, literally, his hand is moving and putting it on her. But yet he's dead. I'm like, I don't understand.
It and just like that, weird. He's dead.
Yeah, it was strange.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Do we have a caller?
Let's take our first caller, whose name is...
I'm like, wait, like I was like, we have a caller?
We do have callers to talk about this. We're talking about Sex and the City and Just Like That, which is an HBO Max original, by the way, in case anyone hadn't picked that up. Major spoilers ahead. We are entering spoiler country, y'all. Oh, here comes our first caller. Brittany is coming in.
Hey!
Brittany! Oh my God, I love you. Okay, so Brittany is like the head of like all One Tree Hill, and she's a big TV watcher. We love Brittany. What did you think of Sex and the City? We're talking about the death right now.
Oh, I have so many opinions. I watched it Thursday when it first came out. Like, I had a dinner planned, and I was like, we wrap this dinner up. Like, I need to go home because I'm avoiding the internet. And I watched it Thursday night. I kind of knew what was coming, especially with the heavy recital playing and, like, showing Big. And I'm like, oh, he's going to die. Like, this is it. So I just think it started very rough and aggressive in the dialogue that they were like when Carrie and them started having the that lunch, and they were very like, I felt like it was really forced and clunky dialogue, but then it got better. Like, it started off really aggressive with COVID and trying to fit into 2021, but then it got better, and then the second episode was really heartbreaking. So that's my initial thoughts.
I'd agree with that.
There's one thing I want to say about, I loved everything here. I mean, at the end of the day, it's, I always said this, I'm like, I could watch Sex and the City of them in a closet. Like, they're just like, I just love watching them. The second episode, the one thing that hit me the most was when I saw the flowers, I said, Samantha.
Yeah.
That was the most touching moment, I think, of the second episode was that. I hate that she's not on it. It bums me out that there's a little feud. I wish... you know, for the sake of the fans and the TV show, all of it, it would be really nice if they could, you know, and I really love how they
how they have like blended that and like that the flower. I was like, it's gonna be from Samantha. And yeah, I was like, Samantha. Good. I was like, ah. But I felt like there could have been a better speech at the funeral. That's just me. I just felt a little empty. I was just like, I'm not that sad. I don't know.
I know they had explained to Samantha's absence, and I'm glad they did, and in the way they did right away. But the comments Brandon Carey had when they were walking together, and then she said the ATM comment, I was just like,
yeah, that was a little classless.
Yeah, it was like a little dig there. So, yeah. But the flowers were the best part of the second episode. And then Lily Garson is going to pass away like that. It's hard to see Stanford's character, you know, how he real life passes away. I agree, That I'm like, oh, this is symbolic. But the flowers were a good touch.
How do you think they're going to do Stanford's death? Or like, what are they going to say about him?
I don't know. What's nice about how the second episode ended was they're alluding to a lot of things and how the series is going to play out. And I think with his husband and the fighting is like over the top more so than it was in the movie. I'm like, maybe there's something. I don't know if they will have him pass away. I really don't.
I hope not. I can't deal with Stanford dying too. Mm-mm. Like I just like, And just like that, I stopped watching. No, but I actually
just like
wouldn't.
That Janice died.
Oh, man.
I never thought I would say this because I'm not Carrie on the show at all. I'm totally like a mix of Miranda and Charlotte all day. I have never felt more like Carrie than in that podcast episode. I feel masturbating. Like when you talk about sex and I'm like, I don't want to talk about this. She's like,
she was
so
giggling.
Uncomfortable.
I'm like, that'd be me.
That would be me. So yeah. Like so uncomfortable.
And I'm like, the rabbit is fantastic.
Oh, I would die. See, I felt like her and I feel for her.
I had to turn away in the bedroom.
Oh, I can't.
I was like, I'm so uncomfortable right now.
I can't talk about
with
it.
Her and Big.
Woo. Oh, yeah. That was a little like, you guys are in your 50s. Like, why are we? I don't know. Like, no, I'm not saying people can't masturbate in their 50s. I'm just saying,
I mean, how long have they been together at this point?
Exactly.
And like, you've never asked him if he masturbates.
Yeah. And Carrie, like, she's sexual. Like, I don't want to, I didn't buy that.
I didn't buy that either.
No.
Didn't buy it.
That was what I talk about the forced scene sometimes. Yes. I just felt a little forced and like trying to. So, my friend actually this morning, because obviously we have nothing else better to do but talk, you know, during work. She was saying that we need to look at it as a different chapter of Sex in the City. Because I kept looking at like Sex in the City. I'm like, but their character wouldn't do that. So
yeah,
I was
tough.
Trying to rephrase it into a new chapter that we're going into with these women in their 50s and reinventing themselves.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'll try.
Well, Brittany, thanks for coming on. I love you.
Thanks for having me.
I'll see you next year at the Friends Benefit. One Tree Hill.
I'll text you later.
Got it. Yeah. November 11th.
November 11th. Veterans Day.
Bye, girl.
Bye, guys. Have a good Christmas.
You too, honey. Bye.
Bye.
I love Brittany. She's so sweet.
Yeah, she's great.
Easton, what did you think about all that?
So many thoughts.
Something about that podcast scene, if we can go back to that really quick.
Please.
When I heard the show was happening, they're like, Carrie's going to have a podcast. And I'm like, I like podcasts. This will be fun. How exciting. I thought she was going to have her own podcast.
Yes.
And no disrespect to Che Diaz, the character. I'm sure it's a fine podcast, but like Carrie is like a fourth mic on that show. She's like a sidekick. And it really bummed me out because I was like, Carrie needs to be the host. This should be Sex in the City, the podcast. Like I thought they were going to convert the column into a podcast. So that made me kind of bummed. That's all
I agree.
To say
they
that.
Should have done that. But I think they needed to bring in that new Ramirez character.
I agree. But I also do in a way like the dynamic of showing that they're older and that like even though she was a columnist or whatever, you know, she used to write the columns, like she's like, I need you to, she's like, yeah, I talked about sex, but like that was sex then and like it's so different now what we talk about. And I do kind of like that dynamic of showing that, as well as like the Miranda with her professor. It just kind of shows age and making mistakes and what you say and how, you know, things have changed. Yeah. I kind of like that dynamic of kind of showing like Miranda didn't mean it in any way, but she was like, oh, I got this class because you're black. No, not because you're black. You know, I mean, it's just like this whole like,
she's a train wreck.
I love her.
Yeah.
But I just think it's kind of an interesting dynamic to also bring.
We have another caller to bring in, but do you guys think they're making the characters too old? like acting too old. Like they're not old. They're in their like 50s. Like that's not like, but Steve especially, he's like, hey, what was that, Sonny?
like he has a hearing aid and he's only 50.
He's like 90 years old. Like, I don't know. That bothered me too.
But I mean, people were up in uproar about like, oh, they didn't know what a podcast was. I'm like, I don't really listen to many podcasts either. Like my mom doesn't know how to work a podcaster. You know, I think that's like,
yeah, I think that's kind of a stretch. I mean, I know what podcasts are, but she basically was just saying she doesn't listen to them. Right. Yeah. Not that she didn't know what they were, but I mean, I don't really listen besides this podcast. So it's fair.
Well, you got to listen to Oprah. Her's good. Or Aaron Eckhart. Aaron Told. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay. Who's calling in?
Let's bring in Gabby for another hot Sex in the City and Just Like That take. Here comes Gabby.
Gabby.
Hi.
Hi, friend. Hi. Okay. What was your take?
I love it. You know, I obviously love the show. I'm so happy that it's back. I didn't necessarily love how they're making a bunch of like 50, 55 year old people act so ancient. I'm like, my mom is like 56 and she knows all about TikTok and Instagram and all that stuff. So seeing like Miranda and Carrie just act like, oh, like that they can't get into it. I'm like, that's just not realistic. And I think it does play into like a little bit of like the stigma about women in Hollywood, which kind of annoyed me because I feel like that's one of the reasons that Samantha didn't come back, because she like had these expectations that, you know, she wanted as like an older woman in Hollywood to be like, have the opportunity for roles outside of just Sex and the City, and the franchise wouldn't give her that. So she like took that stand. And then for these characters to still be acting like portrayed so much older and out of touch than I think like 50, 55 year old women actually are. That was a little bit annoying to me, but I'm still going to be watching. I mean, the trailers that I saw made it look like there is a lot more like character development in those ways and advances. So hopefully the rest of the season will be a lot better. But from the first two episodes, I was like, it's a little bit far-fetched for me to think that they're so out of touch with a lot of like normal technology.
I hear you. My only debate to that, Gab, is Carrie always had a flip phone. Remember? She's like, I don't know how to use this thing. So that's the only thing that I'll give to my girl Carrie. Cause she's like, what's her face? Hands her like a, you know, BlackBerry. She's like, I don't know how to use this, please. You know, right. So that is, to me, has always stayed consistent with at least Carrie.
And I would say that for Carrie, but not for Miranda.
Right. Yeah. I can hear that. I could see Miranda being more up on it, but I will say too, like I feel bad for all the comments that they're getting about their looks, like their age. And it's like, what do you expect? Like we age, women age. And yes, we might have a little fillers here or there or Botox, or we might age with gray hair. But like, what did people honestly expect? They're going to look different. We are going to look different in 20 years.
I think they expect what a lot of Hollywood is these days. And they're not necessarily that.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I mean, I like that there's age. Now, again, like you said, like, 100%. I think it's a little too much. But yeah.
Yeah. I love like the physical aging. Like I love that Miranda's rocking her gray hair. And
you know, I kind of want the red back though, just for her own like power stance. I don't know.
I'm sure she will at some point.
Yeah. Because I feel like it's like trending.
I
kind of
like the gray thing too. But
I like it too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, I think all the women look beautiful. And I think that unfortunately, like there's just going to be trolls that are going to say things about the way that women look, which again, is just like a greater issue, I think, within the industry, that women's appearances are so much heavily criticized compared to men. But I mean, like, I love all the girls and I think that they look fabulous and I would love to look like that when I'm their age. So
same
girl. Amen. Well, Gab, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it, babe.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
I would also like to say before we wrap out, it's obvious they're trending in the direction where Miranda has a drinking problem, because she went to the bar and she's like, I'll wait. Like, we don't open until 11 or whatever. I'll wait.
Oh, she went twice to the bar. She went to that one
and
bar.
And then the funeral. Yeah. Like, she's like, I'm like,
I didn't
the bar.
Think about that.
Which then trends me in the direction that she might be frustrated. So maybe she's going to,
stray
a little bit. Not saying drinking strays, but I'm just like, I'm kind of like watching that storyline, because I feel like she's going to get a little, I think she might have a little, not saying drinking at 11 is a problem. I think we all have on vacation, but at a funeral, I'm sure. But
well,
yeah. Sure.
Well, yeah, I kind of took it as she was about to have to go do a speech. Been there.
Oh, yeah,
that.
That's true.
You got to drink to do
it. You got drunk in my wedding.
But yeah, I forgot about the other time. Yeah.
Yeah, the other time too. But yeah, no, I can see that she has a little something going on there. But
yeah, I also think it'll be interesting to see the friendship between like her and Charlotte and then her and Miranda. There's something weird there too. I don't know. Guess we'll see.
Okay, so we just got a spoiler because my producer Amy is listening or is watching the episode right now. So I haven't watched it, but apparently, spoiler, if you do not want to be spoiled, do not listen to this. But apparently, Big left $1 million to Natasha. Why would you leave money for your ex-wife?
I don't know. I'm so like confused by the whole thing right
now. If I was Carrie, I'd be like, wait, what? Because they probably already had a settlement. Like,
right.
Like I would, like what? Out of the bigness of his heart? Like, but that would that bother you as a wife? Because that'd bother me.
Yeah, for sure.
What if they had a kid together, a secret kid?
I was going to say, is like, there a child? There's something else to this, I feel like. There's a reason. There's got to be a reason, right?
Well, now I'm canceling the rest of the day and I'm not going to Opryland now with the kids. And I'm going to sit on my couch and watch this.
Oh, man.
Ooh, major spoiler alert, Amy. Thanks for that. Wow. Okay. Wow. Well, I'm going to end this episode because now I think I want to watch it. here's to finding your reflection.
Cheers to that.
Bye, y'all.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on etoan.com using code JANA. That's code JANA. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. Mm-hmm. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.